Smoke rises over the Jeddah skyline, the apparent target, the massive oil complex on the outskirts of the city. Saudi authorities confirmed what they called a hostile operation. Over a period of several hours, there were also reported strikes in a number of other Saudi cities. The Houthi rebels based in Yemen claiming responsibility.
Aramco facilities in Jeddah, as well as vital facilities in the Saudi enemy's capital, Riyadh, were targeted with a barrage of winged missiles. Ras Tanura and Rabigh oil refineries were targeted by a huge number of drones.
The U.S. sent what it said was a significant number of Patriot missile interceptors to Saudi Arabia earlier this month, nearly a year after an urgent request from the kingdom, which said its supply was running dangerously low. The Biden administration denied holding up the delivery amidst sharp tension in the relationship between the two countries. The Saudis are particularly angered by the administration's decision to remove Houthi rebels from its list of designated terror groups. The U.S. State Department was quick to describe the attacks as unacceptable, as did the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who issued a statement condemning the Houthis for what he called their terrorist acts and pledging to fully support Saudi Arabia and its coalition partners in the defense of their territory. Saudi authorities insist it's life as usual despite the flurry of attacks, and the Formula One Grand Prix, due to take place in Jeddah on Sunday, will go ahead. The organizers saying they look forward to welcoming fans to a weekend of premium racing and entertainment. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.